Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Airline employees are being placed at risk from these mandated COVID shots. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom to discuss this important issue is Holly Mead. You know, we're talking about airline employees here, that we represent lots and lots and lots of airline employees. We represent at least 15, and that number is growing, airline companies in terms of the employees, not the companies, but the employees in these companies. And these are mainstream, well-known airlines, including Amtrak and FedEx employees.
So employees from 15 different airlines.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's, and that number is growing. And there's a consortium that we are working with that put all of these people together. We're talking about thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of individuals who are being forced with these COVID-mandated shots. Now, not all the airlines have enforced them yet, but several have, and that includes United. It includes Hawaiian, Frontier, and now Delta has a shot mandate, but it says essentially if you don't want it, you have to pay $200 extra a month for health insurance. So it's very discriminatory. Mm-hmm. And others may come on the line, but there's a lot of airline employees, even if they don't have the mandated shots, they're very, very, very concerned, very nervous that it will just simply happen one day, like it happened at some of these other companies.
And this is a real safety issue, you know, for these employees as well as for passengers. I'm not feeling real comfortable, you know, getting on a plane knowing that these employees have to get the shot when you see all these adverse reactions.
Well, you have several things, even aside from the adverse reactions from the shot. Well, let me just talk about that for a minute. Mm-hmm. Let's look at United, for example. United had something from the union employees, at least the pilots did. It goes back, I believe, earlier to May 2021, in which it says that the shots will not be mandated, but they're going to give you a financial incentive to get the shots, and there's a graduated financial incentive based upon when you get the shots. Interestingly, that LOA is still in existence, and United has not done the 30-day notice to terminate it. But
so they tried
in the
to
meantime,
bribe them, right?
Yeah, they were trying to, you know, incentivize them. And in the meantime, though, in early August, United came down with a mandatory shot. But look at what's in this document, and this is for pilots. It, at the time, it's written, and interestingly, it's still in effect. It's an odd situation from a labor employment situation, because it's not been set aside, yet United has nevertheless mandated it. But it says that it won't be mandated in this particular document. You'll have a financial incentive if you get the shot by a certain time. Then in paragraph C of that same document, it says, but if you get an injury, an adverse reaction from the shots, you can be placed on 90 days of disability. And if your disability exceeds 90 days, then you can go on long-term disability.
Well, and also, too, if the say they get the shot, then they're put on a 48-hour no-fly leave,
they have
right?
To, they have to
so they
not
can watch them
fly.
And then monitor them thereafter.
But listen to that. I mean, even in the same document that says we're going to pay you money to get the shots, but by the way, if you have a disability, don't worry about it because you can go on 90 days. And if your disability lasts longer than that, you can go on long-term disability. Isn't that great? I mean, how stupid is that? We want you to do this, but if you get injured, we've got long-term disability insurance to cover you. Well, who wants to do that? But besides this now, what we now are hearing from lots and lots of employees at multiple airlines is that the last thing you want for people, particularly in the airline business, whether they're on the aircraft or they're servicing the aircraft, is distractions. Distractions cause mistakes. Mistakes increase flight safety incidents. And consequently, these people are being distracted by stress and pressure. The stress and pressure is not only affecting people during their work time, it's affecting people as they go home. They're taking that stress and pressure home. These are people who love their job. They've been in the airline industry for many years, some of them 20, 30 more years. And now they're facing the potential of loss of income, loss of retirement. They're facing punishment. And then where do they go from here. And so they don't want to get the shots. And these are people like healthcare workers. When you had lockdowns and people were at home, where were these people? Well, the captains and the flight attendants and the rampers and the gate checkers, they're all going to work to service people so that they could continue business, so they could continue travel, so you could continue to go see someone for their funeral, for their wedding, for celebrations, for just trips that you need to take. They were flying the skies, and they were keeping the aircraft in the air. And listen to this. I just boarded an Alaska Air flight a few weeks ago, and it was coming from the Seattle Washington Airport flying to Orlando, Florida. So I was coming back home visiting family with my wife. And here's a big pop-up sign, and this is what is greeted to the passengers when they are at the gate going into the aircraft. And it's a big pop-up sign, and it says this. When boarding on Alaska Air flight, passengers at the boarding gate, they're going to see this particular sign. And it says this, quote, "It's safe to fly." This is all capital letters, by the way. "It's safe to fly and experts agree." That's all caps. "Travelers wearing a mask have a 0.003% or near zero chance," all caps, "of being exposed to the virus even on a full aircraft," according to a recent Department of Defense study. "Air travel is the safest mode of transportation thanks to hospital-grade air filtration, clean air exchange, top-down airflow." So they're saying that if you wear a mask, according to the Department of Defense, and that study was done, by the way, in cooperation and conjunction with United Airlines in December 2020. If you wear a mask on an aircraft, you have 0.003 chance of even being exposed to a virus or, as they say, near zero chance. Now, you can debate whether that's true or not.
Yeah, I would question that study.
But, you know, so. You can debate whether or not the mask really worked. Right. That's not my point. The point is, this is a DOD study. The airlines are promoting this, that if you comply with the mask requirement on the airlines, you're not going to be exposed to the virus. That's number one. Number two, they're saying, in addition, the aircraft are the safest place to fly. Why? Because they have installed HEPA filters. We have installed those at our home, by the way, and we also have installed them in our office. Mm-hmm. And they're great filters for filtering out all kinds of things in the air, including viruses. But they have installed HEPA-grade or hospital-grade air filtration. They have clean air exchange. They have top-down airflow, so it's coming from the top down and it's circulating out. They have all this ventilation, right? And that was supported by a Harvard study. The DOD mask was supported by the Department of Defense and United Airlines. So listen to this. The shots have been around since December of 2020. That was Pfizer, and then Moderna came right after that, and then J&J at the beginning of 2021. They've been around for months. In some cases, they've been around for 9 months. And these airline workers worked without the shots. Now the airlines are actually promoting the fact that, indeed, if you wear a mask, you have almost zero chance of being exposed to the virus. Oh, and by the way, if you fly an airline, it's even better because you have all this incredible air filtration that they've installed as a result of the pandemic.
So why would anyone need an injection?
Exactly. How in the world can these employers, having accommodated these individuals, taken these steps with regards to masking, air filtration, and having the shots available but not mandating it, how can they now say, well, it would be an undue hardship for us to do what we've been doing for the last 9 months? Right. Well, you've just been doing it for the last 9 months with these faithful people. How can it now all of a sudden be an undue hardship? We've had COVID. We've had the Delta variant. It's not new. Nothing has changed.
And I would imagine the other airlines do the same kind of air filtration, wouldn't you?
They all do it.
Yeah.
They all are doing that. In fact, they all did that because of the pandemic. They installed these. To my knowledge, they all do it.
Because you can't open the windows, so you need some air filtration.
Well, and what they did is the airlines, because of the pandemic, they literally did upgrade their air filtration. That was one of the issues that they addressed. So they put more money into upgrading each of the aircraft's air filtration
system.
Which
is nice to know anyway when you're all smashed in a tube like that with all those people. So.
And, you know, some of these airlines are saying, like United, for example, to its employees, it's pushing back and say, well, we need a clergy exemption letter. You have to be an adherent to a recognized religion that has a history against vaccines. So that's not true. Title VII specifically says that, indeed, your religious beliefs could even be theistic beliefs, but it also can be something that's not necessarily religious in nature, as long as you hold it very near and dear to yourself, like religion. And it's personal. And the Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas wrote in a decision, it's personal. It's not what your church or your clergy think. It's what you believe and whether or not it's sincere. That's the only issue. So we are working with these airline heroes because they stood for us. We're going to stand with them. Go to lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.